You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
All right, so we have a late night of finally doing it. The reaction show to the Michigan basketball game. Excited to do this. Wanted to do it for the for some of the football games. Just never worked because I was there, whereas I've been home for basketball, which actually has worked out really well for me. Lockdown Wolverines podcast, part of the Lockdown Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. I'm your man on the ground, Isaiah Hull, publisher of Wolverines Wire. We are going to keep this really short. We're going to keep this at around 21 minutes just because I decided to do this before getting the Juwan Howard press conference stuff typed out because he ended up being a little bit later than the players, and he went on for a while. So normally I have a page and a half to transcribe. I have what looks to be three. So that's where we're at, right? I mean, good stuff for Michigan. Obviously, 82-57 wasn't even that close. Michigan won by 25 points, but had a lead with 7 minutes and 16 seconds to go of 37. Unbelievable showing for Michigan. You look at what they were able to do total. I mean, in the second half, 50 points. Shot 62.1%. That would have been higher if it wasn't for the reserves. Compared to Minnesota, who put up 31, and a lot of that came when the reserves came in. So Michigan really put it to them. As far as overall, you look at some of the things that they had going. 25 bench points, 20 points in the paint. Michigan didn't have a lot of bench points. 12 points off of turnovers, too, by the way. Michigan had 19 bench points, kind of a quiet day from the bench compared to normal. Shaundi Brown only had 5 points, but Brandon Johns had 7 points. That really aided things. 46 points in the paint. So when it comes to points in the paint, you're looking at Minnesota 57 total, Michigan 46 points in the paint. Incredible. 6 assists for the Gophers, just 8 to 17 assists for Michigan. Michigan also out-rebounded Minnesota 40 to 31. It was just an all-out effort. There is very little bad that you can say about it. And it didn't look like this is what this game was going to be, right? Because the game started as what looked to be a slugfest, right? It was a defensive slugfest. And both teams had really locked down. I saw a lot of people saying it was sloppy. I didn't feel like it was sloppy, right? Like, there were turnovers, but it was both teams getting in passing lanes. Both teams playing a really great style of defense. Michigan was shooting sub 50%, wasn't taking nearly as many chances as Minnesota was getting. But then when it was down, I think like 43% or something like that, that's when the floodgates opened. And then Michigan found itself before the reserves came in at like something like 65% shooting. Minnesota just couldn't stop them. And what's all the more incredible is you look at Minnesota and the teams that it had beaten. Iowa being the chief one among them. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that, right? I think I'm not mistaken, but didn't they also beat Wisconsin as well? I can't remember the second team they beat that was like, okay, whoa. No, they lost to Wisconsin. But, I mean, obviously they destroyed Ohio State. They beat MSU. They beat Iowa. The only losses they had before this were Wisconsin and Illinois. But otherwise, I mean, really, really solid. This is what you were hoping to see, right? Because it's a ranked-on-ranked matchup. People curious of, you know, how good is Northwestern? I mean, people were really thinking Northwestern was a fairly good team, and Michigan comes and puts it to them. Minnesota, people are also saying, hey, it's a really good team. I mean, they beat Iowa, right? Where are they now? Michigan made a statement tonight. And if KenPom is already updated, Michigan's up to number 6, matching where they are in the net rankings, or at least were in the net rankings when they came out there. So it's that's where Michigan is. And Zuri is super excited about it because she's about to climb on my lap, jumping from the bed onto my office chair, about to knock the microphone. So that tells you all you need to know. Zuri is excited, and nothing else is happening. Okay, so I am getting bombarded by a puppy. We're going to go ahead, and I'm going to tell you a little something about Built Bar. Y'all know how much I love Built Bar. I put my money where my mouth is. I've bought several boxes. I'm about to buy a bunch more as soon as I get my next check. So really excited about that. It is a delicious protein bar that is low calorie, low carb, high protein. Doesn't have a lot of sugar. It tastes like a candy bar. It's not gritty. Doesn't have a bad aftertaste. You don't need a whole bottle of water to wash it down. I'm a big fan of the maple pecan flavor. They've got all these white chocolate flavors that they came out with that are absolutely excellent as well. So I'm telling you, if you haven't made the plunge yet, and I know a lot of you have, go to BuiltBar.com, put in that promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off that next order. BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off of that next order. All right, the puppy has calmed down. She's not up in my face like she was. So let's continue talking about this game. Now, what a monster game for Hunter Dickinson. Career high, 28 points, went 12 for 15, hit all four of his three free throws, had 8 rebounds, only had 1 turnover. Incredible. Absolutely incredible performance by him. Completely out-dueled Robbins. Like, everyone thought that Liam Robbins, who's been the new hotness, really had that chance to, like, right? Like, they're talking in the pre-show, like, hey, you know, Hunter Dickinson's winning Freshman of the Week, but Liam Robbins is winning Big Ten Player of the Week. How did that go for Liam Robbins? 5 points, went 2 for 9, hit a 1-3 out of his 3 attempts, only 4 rebounds, had a turnover, a block, and a steal. Played 23 minutes to Dickinson's 31. Dickinson is no mere freshman. He's no mere mortal when it comes to this at this point. We need to stop talking about Hunter Dickinson as being one of the best freshmen in the Big Ten, and need to start talking about him as not just even being one of the best freshmen in the country, but one of the best big men in the country, because he's clearly there. Going into the game, it was number 6 in the country in shooting percentage that should go up with yet another very efficient performance today. I mean, he's making moves that veterans make. Isaiah Livers said after the game that he looks more like a sophomore. I think he looks more like a junior. I think he looks more polished than even just a sophomore. But nonetheless, I mean, this is... I like what Trent Noop said. He said it to me in a text, and then he sent it... then he put it in his post-game article, Good Bad MVP. Check that out on Wolverine's Wire. But this team goes as Hunter Dickinson goes, and I think that's pretty accurate, right? Because he's been the most consistent. He's scored in double digits every single game of his career so far. He has been absolutely dominant. And he has been the through line on this team when there maybe hasn't been. You know, some of the other guys haven't been as good. Isaiah Livers had a pretty good game, 14 points, went 6 of 11. Franz Wagner showed up more late, getting 12 points. Timely three late, just to kind of really put the exclamation point on it. Those were the only three guys that were in double digits for Michigan. But Michigan won this game in large part to Hunter Dickinson. Now, it also obviously won this game on the back of the defense. Again, both teams started out with incredible defense and just looked so good doing what they were doing. Michigan was the one who busted out offensively. It was, again, it was very similar to just, it looked different, but it was similar to what happened against Northwestern in the sense of Northwestern was trying to figure out how to take away Dickinson, and then Michigan made him pay otherwise. This was a game where Michigan just wasn't managing to get things to fall. Minnesota was playing really tough defense. And then suddenly it was like the lights turned on, right? It was like they were shooting with the gym lights off and suddenly the lights turned on. They're like, oh, we can see, we can do this now. And it allowed this team to really break open again, offensively, on the heels of Hunter Dickinson. 33 of 58 total in this game. 56.9%. And you say that while keeping in mind that some of these guys that were shooting late weren't necessarily hitting, right? Jace Howard went 0 for 1. Jaron Falls went 0 for 2. Zeb Jackson, who was in for a little bit more than those final 3 minutes and 46 seconds or whatever, went 1 for 3. Adrian Nunez went 1 for 2. So a lot of those guys that came in late missed. And yet this team, they really did it. Another thing is second chance points. Now, Minnesota had 15 offensive rebounds to Michigan's 10, yet Michigan outscored them in second chance points, 14-6. Just, again, really, really incredible. Minnesota led for 19 seconds of this game. The game was tied for 4 minutes, but Michigan spent the other 35-41 winning the game. Again, just really, really incredible output from the Wolverines. That's all I got for segment two. Next, we talk about where does this team go from here? Because that's what we all want to know. Where can this team continue it? But let's shift gears. Are we ready for some football? College football is about to end on Monday, if the Buckeyes can take the field. The NFL regular season's done. We go into the playoffs this week. We know what the playoff picture is, and there's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, and that's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. I know that that's going to be an enticing matchup. Will Ohio State be able to hang with Alabama? Especially if they're missing some key components. We don't know who they're missing yet. But Alabama might be getting Jalen Waddle back. Seems like it's full strength. You might want to place some bets on Tampa Bay Washington game. Chase Young out there saying he wants the GOAT. You know how Tom Brady takes to those types of things. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. All right, so I did a piece like I do after it was every game, then it became every other game. I'll do one again here soon because Michigan will not be playing Penn State this weekend. That game got postponed not too long, about an hour before, maybe 2 hours before tip tonight due to Penn State's COVID issues, having to pause team activities. So now they've got just under a week next Tuesday to take on Wisconsin, who's obviously a very good team. Wisconsin is still ranked at 9-2 ahead of Michigan and KenPom at number 4. Iowa and Wisconsin still ahead of Michigan. So Wisconsin's good in both ends. Number 9 offense. Michigan's got the number 6 offense, according to KenPom. But the number 7 defense. Michigan's all the way up to 18 defensively now. Those numbers starting to climb up on both ends for Michigan. But that is going to be a tough game. ESPN, BPI still has Michigan winning that game, the home game against Wisconsin. Then they get a rematch 4 days later against Minnesota. Minnesota's played a lot tougher in the barn than they have in Ann Arbor. They're going to want to prove that this was an aberration. How much is Minnesota going to be able to enact revenge? Another revenge game, Maryland. You feel like Michigan's probably going to be pretty good in that. at Purdue, you feel like Michigan's going to be pretty good in that. Indiana at home, at Northwestern. Michigan State on February 6th. At that point, Michigan State will have been, you would imagine, a lot better than it showed early. They're starting to wake up. That'll be a big game. It's a home game for Michigan. Then Illinois, who's really good, at Wisconsin, which is the first game that ESPN BPI has Michigan losing, by the way. So they're predicting a 19-0 start for the Wolverines. We'll see if that comes to fruition. Rutgers, Ohio State, Indiana, again, all tough games, but all winnable. All expected to be won, according to the BPI. Well, the Indiana at Indiana game they have is 50-50. That will probably change after today, I'm assuming. Iowa and MSU to finish it out. So could Michigan go 22-3? Could Michigan run the table? I mean, they're probably not going to run the table. That just sounds crazy. But if this team plays the way it has been and can stay healthy, then there's no reason why Michigan can't be the best team out there. In the Big Ten, at least. There's some of those other teams, Gonzaga, Baylor, they loom large. But at the same time, I mean, I think that Michigan could hang with them if they play the way they are playing right now. And don't go through some of the slumps, because they did go through a pretty sizable slump in the first half. 11 minutes of kind of, start to pull away, Minnesota brings it back to two and so on and so forth. So I don't know how they'd play against the two teams that are considered to be head and shoulders better than everybody. But we'll see. You know what? We're at 17 minutes, but that's all I got. That's my post-game reaction. We will be back on Thursday. So for those of you listening to this later today, at that point, with the mailbag. So get your questions in on Twitter, and we will go from there. All right, that'll do it for us. The shortest show we have ever had, but you know what? We got it done. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.